Wild Instincts on Apperson Drive near Rhinelander continues to be open, rescuing injured wildlife, as owner Mark Naniot explains.
We currently have almost 50 animals in care, and so we're still kind of doing our same daily routine. We were deemed as necessary, so we weren't shut down at all, and so we are able to still accept animals. And of course, you know, with the things recommended shutdown, it's a little difficult for people to bring us animals. We're very limited on our rescues. We have closed the doors to all of our volunteers and all of our volunteer drivers.
Naniot says a key is calling ahead should you find an animal in distress.
If somebody has an animal, they're welcome to bring it in. We have a doorbell in the front. They can just ring the doorbell. We'll have somebody come out and meet them. You know, we apologize for not shaking hands and hugging people, and you know, but we are very thankful for them helping out the animals, but we're trying to do our part in disease control and things like that, and that's, you know, kind of what we do anyway.
He says with very limited staff, they will do what they can do. He says they're available for phone consultations when a situation arises. When you arrive, they meet you in the parking lot to retrieve the animal. If you're unable to call in advance, either call from the parking lot or ring the doorbell. He says they're doing what they can do to keep themselves healthy. He says if you're not feeling well, don't come by. He says if there are donations, they leave them sit for a couple of days to avoid handling things that could be infected. It's the nesting season for eagles, so they have a number of them on hand. He says many of the species are having their babies now, and that often causes more intake. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.